Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
World Art Day is taking place today. It aims to raise awareness of the role of art in nurturing creativity, innovation and cultural diversity. As the cost of living crisis continues and funding for the arts remains reduced, it's never been more important to ensure that art remains accessible to everyone. It is, of course, the 50th anniversary of the Cambridge Open Studios. The golden anniversary celebrated in July. I'm joined by Dr. Anna Dempster, who is a fellow of Wolfson College and also a Cambridge Open Studios committee member as well. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you very much. I'm pleased we made it this time around as well. It's interesting, you know, because without trying, we've been talking about art off and on through the course of the programme. For example, in our news at the top of the hour, we were hearing about this sort of police investigation that kind of given up on looking for Chinese artefacts stolen from the Fitzwilliam Museum a few years back. And then we had an item about the DNA cycle path. And of course, there's that helix piece of artwork en route there. And it kind of strikes me that art is all around us, really.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's, when we talk about art, we talk about so many different types of expression and so many different ways of engaging with people. It has potential to speak to people in so many different ways. It's used for many different reasons, from provoking you to relaxing you. But hopefully, it always makes you think.
Yeah, what makes a good piece of art? It's a ridiculous question, really, I suppose, because what I like might be completely different to what you like, to what I know some of our listeners are thinking about this morning.
Well, no, absolutely. That I completely agree with you. I think what has meaning to one person might be very different to another person. And people engage with art in lots of, you know, different ways and for different reasons. I think for me, personally, art has to be authentic. That's a big word. What does that mean? In a way, it means it has to be original. It shouldn't be trying to copy something else or be a simile. So if I wanted to go see a Banksy, I don't want to see something which kind of looks like a Banksy, but isn't quite a Banksy. But of course, we don't need to go far away to see great art. We have a lot of amazing art right on our doorsteps, in our institutions, in our museums, and also in the many artists who work in Cambridgeshire and nearby.
No, absolutely. I was wondering, just on the university side of things, is enough done, do you think, within the university? I know, as I mentioned, you're a fellow at Wolfson. Does the university do enough to let us see what they've got? Or is so much of it hidden away unless you happen to be a student, a tutor, or on a visit perhaps as well?
Yeah, so Cambridge is an interesting place, the university, because it's a very fragmented institution. It's got, you know, many departments, colleges, research centres. And I think for someone who's not part of that, it's very difficult to navigate. In fact, it's very difficult to navigate for people who are part of it as well. But, of course, the university is always looking at ways to let the public see more of what it has, including its art collections. And because it wants people to see it, comment it, reflect on it, and keep it relevant and interesting. We're really lucky in the UK because most of our public museums are free and open to the public. That's not the case around the world. We have 8 museums, part of the university in Cambridge, just in Cambridge, and they've got 500 million works of art, which is a lot, and they're not all going to be on show at once, but you have access to them, you know, all the time, really, in different ways. The colleges are interesting because many of them do hold remarkable collections, but the colleges are first and foremost places for their students, and they're places of learning. So the relationship between what's on show and visits from the public has to take into account that students might have exam periods, quiet periods. But there's quite a lot of colleges that are open to the public. Wolfson, where I'm a member of, has regular exhibitions that are open to the public on the weekend. Clare Hall, Murray Edwards College has one of the largest collections of women's art in Europe. people's portraits of Girton. So many of the younger colleges are being really, really active in opening up the art that they have to as many people as possible.
Yeah, and there is, of course, we've benefited from public art, you know, whether we like it or not. Some of the, what's it now, the S106 money, when a developer promises to do all sorts of things and contribute artwork. We've got a little bit of art out of that. And then, of course, right now we've got giraffes populating the city, which actually does give an opportunity to... And it's quite... I went on the trek with my nephew and niece last week to go see some of them. And they are... OK, they're all giraffes, but they've all been worked on in very different ways.
Yeah, so I think that's a really great example of a community engagement project, in a way that people can see very visibly, people kind of co-creating visual expression, and you can do a little trail and walk around and see who's made what. So I think it's just one of the many ways in which people can engage with it in a fun and dynamic way. I think we need lots of different projects around the city, so they all kind of help each other out.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth mentioning Cambridge Open Studios at this point, because it's another sort of trail, if you like, you can do around the city. Our studios here in Gwydir Street, and actually you could probably just spend a Saturday wandering around the... I would say, I'm trying to think now, I think there's a good dozen open studios just within the area around our studio come July. Not necessarily open for the whole of the month, but it shows, with that replicated in many other parts of the city as well, it shows that there's art on our doorstep.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're incredibly lucky to have Cambridge Open Studios as part of the Cambridgeshire art ecosystem. It's actually a really exciting year for Cambridge Open Studios because it's the 50th anniversary year, with the first group show being shown in 1974. We have over 500 members, from young emerging artists to really established artists with global reputations. This year, there are 361 participating artists in July. And the amazing thing that they do is they open up their studios for people to really see what they do, to talk to them, to kind of engage with the process, and to become supporters in a wide variety of ways, but really see how things are made, you know, in the context of the studio. And this should really appeal to everybody, whether, you know, painters or printmakers, there's photographers, potters, weavers, glassmakers, there's so many different media. And, you know, we have new media, including digital and video art, and we're constantly trying to attract new artists in different media every year. So it's a really exciting year for Cambridge Studios, and throughout the whole month of July, different artists across Cambridge will be opening their studios and exhibiting together. So it's very exciting.
And you made mention of the Cambridge art ecosystem. How does Cambridge Open Studios feed into that? Presumably, you know, artists talk to each other, not necessarily to all of them, but, you know, does that then sort of allow the art to, if you like, come out for the other 11 months of the year when there isn't the Open Studios on?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, a successful kind of arts community needs lots of different people to take part of it. You need the museums that show the best of the best. You need, small galleries, commercial galleries that are always on the lookout for artists to show. We need more private and public small, institutions that are not-for-profit and philanthropic. And David Parr House, which is a new museum in the Cambridge ecosystem, is a really exciting example of this. And of course, we need the historians that talk about what happened in the past and try to piece together the stories. But the great thing about working with, living artists and people who are around now is that we can ask ourselves, we can meet them, we can ask them why they're doing what they're doing, why they're putting time and effort and thought into creating the work that they create, and, you know, what's their motivation, what's their purpose, how do they do it? So we need a whole range of these people to come together, and we need more of them. So, if people have an interest in art themselves and want to take part, there's lots of different ways to take part, including taking classes, and there's lots of things posted on the Cambridge Open Studios website where the artists are hosting different classes themselves or different exhibitions that are happening all throughout the year.
Yeah, I think I seem to remember I went to, and I'm trying to remember the name of the lady involved. It was outside of Cambridge, and her thing was baskets. And myself and a colleague went there, and I swear that Lucy then went on and did a little basket course as a result of that. So it's quite easy to sort of get involved. We're running out of time, alas, Anna,
sure.
But it really, really good to get your thoughts on this World Art Day, and obviously, I guess everyone around the city looking forward to Cambridge Open Studios opening up once more in July, particularly on the 50th anniversary. Thank you very much indeed.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
That's Dr. Anna Dempster, fellow at Wolfson College, also a Cambridge Open Studios committee member. Quickly, we're a bit behind here. Let's have a quick look at the roads. Not so bad there, actually, just the M11 to concern ourselves with between Junction 14, the A14 at Girton, and Junction 12, which is Grantchester Road in Cambridge. It's 9:26.
Cambridge 105 Radio.